is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Franklin Dow. First name is Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. Last name is Dow, D-A-O, Dow. Date of birth 7-10-2008. This letter is being written to Dr. Jenny Saw. First name is Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y. Last name is Saw, S-A-W, Saw. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, J-O-S-E, Figueres, F-I-G-U-E-R-E-S Avenue, Suite 455, San Jose, California, 95116, telephone number 408-923-8522, fax number 408-923-8709. Dear Dr. Saw, S-A-W Saw, this is a brief note on Franklin Dow, who his father wanted me to evaluate for allergies, period. I recently saw his father, Mr. Christopher Dow, for urticaria and dermatographism, and he seems to be doing well, period. Father wanted me to evaluate him for food allergies, period. As you know, Franklin was seen by Dr. Judy Delmindo. First name is Judy, J-U-D-Y. Last name Delmindo, D-E-L-M-U-N-D-O, sometimes in 2017, period. Since then, he has had some allergic reactions, and family wants some evaluation, period. A new paragraph. He had an allergic reaction to salmon manifested by throat tightness, period. He had a similar reaction to sea bass, manifested by angioedema and throat tightness, period. As a matter of fact, he had more than two or three reactions to sea bass, period. He had itchy throat and some tightness to peanuts, period. Last reaction occurred about a year ago in a nut bar, period. He's had 6 to 7 reactions to peanuts, and I am surprised that this young man is not following appropriate instructions for peanut allergies, which were allergies, period. Number four, he has minor asthma precipitated by upper respiratory tract infections and does not seem to be a significant problem. Number four, he has moderate allergic rhinitis to springtime pollens, and Zyrtec seems to be quite effective, period. overall, he is in decent health, period. He has been given EpiPen, but it has never been used, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of food allergies and what can be expected in future, particularly in reference to peanut, nuts, and fish allergies, period. Generally, these allergies can last for a long time, perhaps all his life. So it's very important to observe precautions and understand the full spectrum of management, period. I spent a lot of time discussing the appropriate management and how to administer EpiPen, and certainly he should be carrying a bracelet or a necklace saying that I am allergic to nuts and fish, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information and multiple literature that I gave to them about food allergies and peanut allergies, period. We did some RAS testing, and I will be sending you a copy of the testing, period. New paragraph. He still has a moderate reaction to peanut, but interestingly, his ARA2 level, ARA2 level, is still high, and that would certainly indicate the possibility of significant systemic reaction, period. He certainly has significant reactivity to all the fish, but does not seem to have any problem with shellfish, period. So appropriate advice was rendered, period. New paragraph. I also recommended the following. Number one, renew EpiPen once every 15 months. Number two, learn how to give EpiPen by watching YouTube videos. Number three, before throwing away EpiPen, take an orange and inject this into orange, and that is certainly quite similar to giving EpiPen in thigh. Number four, if EpiPen is given for moderate reactions, then 911 should be called, or family should take him to emergency room. Number six, food avoidance should be practiced. Number seven, certainly RAS testing to peanuts and perhaps other components of different nuts and fish might be available in the future, and that could be done to predict the prognosis of these allergies, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, under dictation on patient Franklin Dow.